We want to hear from you, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. We want to see you. We want to hear from you, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. We want to see you. We want to hear from you, Emmanuel. The angel came to Jeremiah and said, what do you see? It seems that the progress of what he has given God is dependent on his response to that. If he does not see anything, they will look for men that can see and begin to bring them to the point where they can begin to journey into God. If you can give a response to what you see, sort.
Became the light of men. Are you with me? So for you to properly understand the functions, the ministrations of God, you will have to understand the interchange between light and life. See, because when God wants to impact you with life, are you with me? Comes as light. What you don't know is that when that light gets into your spirit, the activity of that light will produce life. That is how God communicates his life. So when the scripture opens up to us, what we see is packets of light. But when that administration finds expression in our hands, what we see is life manifest. What you have not noticed is that when you intercourse with light, something happens to your life. Something happens to your life. So, in Christ, in God, is that life. To transfer it, he transfers it as light. When it gets into you, it comes back to that life. You know, see, it's just like who studied? What are you studying? Civil. Well, you did something on electricals, right? So, I don't know what it's called, but I know that there is something that when power comes from a station, something happens to it. And then by the time it gets to the socket where it's passing through the wire, by the time it gets to the place where it will be usable, it is turned back to another mode. Is it not true? So now, at the junction where it came from, it was life. Are you with me? Passing through the wire of transmission comes as light. In the transmission lines, it comes as what? But by the time it comes to your heart, back in your heart, it becomes life. Because the intent of God is to administrate his life. But in that administration, it has to pass through a transmission line called light. So you must open up your heart to light if you need life. How does God communicate his life? Through light. So when you expose yourself to light long enough, you will now notice that you are now changed into the same image that you are beholding. Are you with me? You are now changed. The scripture says, as we behold his glory, like in a mirror, we are changed into the same image from one layer of glory to another layer. Means that anytime you behold that light, there is a higher dimension of his effulgence. You might think it imparts you. See, that type of glory is not like the glory that is on the face of Moses. His own was impartation. No, the glory sucks you in. Are you with me? It's not more like it gives you something. No, it sucks you into itself. After some time, you will lose your natural identity. The identity that you had in Adam, you will lose it as a result of that beholding. After some time, as a result of the light that you beheld, you lost your own natural life. Then the very life that God intended to flow and fill your system, it become manifest. But meanwhile, what you beheld was what? Light. So we began to look at the scripture, and then the light in it came out. Let's use a scripture for an example. Let me use the one John G. Lake used. He said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. See, before that time, I know you are a medical doctor, you are experienced in this matter, but I bring your own is a fact, but I bring truth. John G. Lake looked at that scripture and he found out that from the testimony of that scripture, that sicknesses are works of devils. He attributed it before then to natural circumstance. How can you sleep healthy and then you woke up like somebody beaten by two by two? How can you explain that, doc? Explain it. He will have explanation. Cannot spend all these years in the medical profession and not have explanation for every issue. That means you have disgraced the profession. They will always have explanation. But we know he's a spirit. You demon of infirmity. What? You see, locked in that is the reality of transmitting the healing power of God. Scripture says, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In that scripture is locked up a kind of life that demons cannot trouble. Say you wake up and they slapped you and there is a demon that used to disturb you. You have not found you are reading that place, you are using it to pray. See, forget all these things we do. You come and read, what's that scripture they used to fight warfare with? Psalm what? Psalm 35. I can only use evil language, but I won't use it. He said, let the angel of the Lord chase them like the chaff of the wind. You burn the person to chaff, then carry the chaff, throw it, and it's not enough. The angel of the Lord will continue chasing it. My God, do you know the words? Why you finish praying that prayer? The witch will say, why did you even pray the prayer? They slap your eye, they left one. Because you are trying to minister something that is not life in you. Are you now seeing the challenge? It's not as if the world is not sure. It so happens that the life is not in you. The ministration that can come out of that scripture and form a life in you, which is the organ of oppression upon the face of the earth, that is what they respect in the spirit. Remember where we came from. The spirit realm is a realm of realities. If it's not there, it's not there. Are you with me? You can meet a demonized person and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to what the scripture said in the book of Romans chapter, and then I come in the scripture by the pretext and the context and the, as you are saying, one of them will slap you. You have not seen them. One choir director, one choir director was sleeping with the choir members. So, you know, he's still forming man of God, dressing. Those people, they are thieves. They are wolves. Some people should not invite me. I will scatter their church. I will come to you, demons of immorality. Come out. Your church will scatter. That's when you find out your pastors have been sleeping with demons of immorality. Perversion is... Your pastors are perverse beings. Are pastoring people to hellfire. Yes. So, the guy now came and commanded the demonized person. The person said, even you. He now said, okay, it happened to our man. So, he now started saying, telling the person the things he has done and the way he did it. The guy wanted to stop him. The young lady, see, Doc, you are strong. It is not for a demonized lady. The one that is small like this can hold 6 hefty men. I have seen it. I went to Kaduna. Heavy men cannot hold down a small lady that use makeup. If you see makeup, my God. But when the spirit inside began to manifest, she was strong. Cry. Even me, I have to be sure where I'm standing. There are some things you see. Make sure you know where you are standing. As soon as he wanted to shut the lady up, the lady slapped her with backhand. Wah! The mark is still there till today. Since that day, he stopped casting devils. Since that day. Because spirits respect reality. So when light comes, you become humble. Because the life you will live after now is dependent on the light that was ministered to you. Eh? No light, no life. Say after me. Say after me. No light, no life. Let's say it again. No light, no life. And in him was life. The life became the light of men. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. This is a popular place in the scriptures. There is a place I want to shoot an arrow and then we go. So that you will be equipped to engage. So that you know where we are going, the direction. Sorry for his burden. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people perish. My people are destroyed. For what? Huh? Because Satan has become powerful. No. Your problem is Satan. Is it not true? I want you to list everything that is your challenge. What you need. What you expect. Why hasn't he manifested? To show you from the scripture, said this knowledge. You see, there is specific light that it takes to overturn every circumstance and bring you to the experience of the life that God has encapsulated in it. So if you don't enter that light, the experience will be lacking. So as you are praying, God will say, get the light. You are praying, bah, 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 bah. He said, get the light. Stop. Get what? You see, I said this thing as a prayer man, but I need to tell you, I've said it. I said it in Sonship Conference. I've said it. If I don't tell you my secret, you will see me making progress and you are not. And you wonder, are we not all praying? You need to know what, you need to know. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I say it again, and I've been saying it. Your prayer engagement is as effective and fruitful as the light that you've taken into that place. The administration of faith is in the context of the will of God. So if you don't know, are you with me now? If you don't know what God said about the matter, why are you praying? Are you getting the point? You'll be begging God, please give me the Holy Ghost, please heal the sick, please heal the sick. It's not in the scripture. As much as you can be crying, no, are you with me? You can, demon can be disturbing you in the night because, oh God, why will you save me? Are you not seeing what is happening in my family? Oh God, are you a wicked God? But if you see the way the thing will be sweeting Satan as you are crying for him, you don't know how happy Satan is. That is the reason why he's called wicked. He's masochistic. He's sadistic. He derives joy from your pain. The more you are crying, and he will like you to blame God and yourself. Until your eye now open to the scripture, I give you power over all the works of Satan. I give you power. Ah! See, you don't need to grow in God. There is no growing. The power is there. Are you with me? You engage the light. So when you now realize the light that is in it, what will you do? Is it not to clean your tears? You devil of darkness! I charge you in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off, my friend. I know you. I know this thing is not this person. You are the one walking through my father. I know it's a spirit walking through him. Don't you know that most times your family persecutes you, is a spirit walking through them? Stop giving excuses. Command the spirit using them to leave. Satan will not want you to know. He wants you to take the blame. Oh God, when will this persecution end? Until you backslide and your father will repent. And be wondering why. Is it the same Jesus I received, you received and backslided? Yes, now there is a man that did it to his wife. Persecuted the wife till the wife backslided. And then he got born again. And was enjoying. He was enjoying the whole stuff. So he now asked the wife, is it this thing I received that you received and backslided? He said, I'm not sure. May the testimony of the Gentiles be, let it not be that over your life, that you have not been able to enter into the riches of the life that is in Christ, such that he has capacity to answer to every occasion at any time. No challenge is beyond the things that God has made available in Christ. His only access, his only revelation, his only light. Yesterday we said, that Paul said, you see these things we are doing is how that by revelation. Seven people perish for lack of knowledge. Where is there a challenge in your life? The principal thing, the fundamental need in any challenge is for you to find the relevant light that takes care of the situation. Before you do anything, is light. Are you with me? It is on that basis that we begin to engage. In fact, some of you see visions, you are intercessors. You now see one vision like that. Don't rush out and start praying. You must have noticed, this is my pattern, and it's our pattern. Even when you see visions, don't come and be telling us vision. We are not subject to your experiences. Before you tell us your experiences and we just use this, you don't know. That's how all this prayer movement became spoiled. Because after some time, prayer points are now based on people's visions, revelation, and experiences outside of the scripture. Very soon, Satan will hijack it. I say it every time. You can't pray the way we pray and leave your Bible behind. You will soon enter into error. Because when you pray the way you pray, naturally the prophetic will break out. Naturally, the prophetic breaks out in a prayer movement. Are you with me? The problem is that people jettison how they started and start looking up to the prophetic to guide them. No, the Holy Ghost is our guide. The scripture is our guide. Peter said we have a more sure word of prophecy. Even though we saw Jesus with everything, yet we have what? A more sure word of prophecy. Are you not seeing it? So even when you see vision, I'm not saying your vision is not correct. What I'm saying is that we have to trace that vision to a scripture that can explain it. There is no new thing. Are you with me? If what you saw was a staff, the scripture has spoken about staffs and their correct interpretation that you can gain concerning the matter from where? The scripture. So there are things you can see, even though your sight was correct, your interpretation was wrong. So you need scripture to give you what? Perspective. Was it not Peter that had an encounter on that mountain? When he had that encounter, was his encounter not correct? But the interpretation that he brought out of that encounter was erroneous, such that if we follow that line, the work and the purposes of God will be truncated. Eh? He saw an encounter. He saw Moses. Don't you call Moses shined? Elijah shined. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, so very soon you will start having some kinds of encounters. That's why you need to be grounded in the scripture. There is an angel that will appear to you now, and you will want to worship that angel. It's just that you have not had some encounters. We have had some. When they enter, you'll be knocked out. Some of them are coming fresh from the presence of God. They are angels of the presence, actually. I don't want to go there. It's not every angel that have the privilege of standing before the Holy. They are ones that stand there. And when they come with that effulgence. And when they meet you, the impact of where they are coming from will hit you. Just like some of us, when we go to meeting, what works, I will teach you people one day. The practical ways to carry the presence. You have heard the theoretical ways. I will teach you the practice. What happens is this. I've taught it how to host the presence of God. I've said it. What happens is that you create an ambience in your secret place such that the nativity of heaven is now in your secret place. Sometimes, literally, the glory cloud from heaven will fill your room. Now, that is not the target. The target is that when you leave, the people and those things happening is not aware you have changed physical location. Because in the spirit, as far as they are concerned, you have not changed location. Location in the spirit is not stepping out. Leaving your location in the spirit. You can sit one place and leave your location in the spirit. And they will ask you, Adam, where are you? Because you have missed, your heart shifted, your posture in the spirit that counts for accuracy. And maintaining alignment so that the flow of God's resources will be continuous and unending. You have shifted, and because you have shifted alignment, then you will stop receiving flow. Meanwhile, you are still sitting one place physically. Are you with me? Meanwhile, the man that understood this thing I'm telling you, just like the angel that came fresh from the presence, can host those dimensions, and then you move to a crusade ground. We don't just move by anointing. We carry an enter. Some of us, there are some that move with gift anointing. We carry an entourage. If you like, close your eyes. If I enter, you will know. Even if you are sleeping, if I pass you, you will know. Oh my God, we carry an entourage. It's a strange dimension. When you see us pass, when you hear us speak, when we shake your hands, you will know that it's a masquerade that shook your hands. They are masquerades. And the song they are beating for us is from the Spirit. Oh, if you say this, it will seem as if it will be, well, I'm inspiring you. Become a masquerade. A masquerade enters with entourage. Are you with me? I have told you the story now of how Reverend David Ogbeli entered the meeting. I was enjoying God's presence. You know, the whole atmosphere was so beautiful. I was worshiping. I was almost crying. Say, almost crying. Now, this is what happened. The man now entered the meeting. I was sitting around the pastor's stand. The man now entered the meeting. With all those things I was feeling good pimples and stuff around me. I was saying, God, thank you, Jesus, you are here. The man just passed. As he passed, what he was carrying compared to what I was feeling is like 1:1,000. A human being. I left my prayer point. I cried for my life. May carry God. If that type of person carries your answer. Because as you are praying, you have not been able to draw the environment that can bring the answer. But a man just carried it. As soon as he stood on the stage, he smiled and tapped the whole thing like this. There is something I need to show you. And then I said, where are the ministers from Southeast? Come here, all of you, come. In the name of Jesus. Everybody went on the ground. Everybody, hundreds of them. I say, what is this? I didn't go out with them all, but the thing had more impact on me than the people that came out. I say, what? We will trust God to make us custodians of light. I say it. The quality of life that you live is dependent on the density, intensity, and quality of light that you are exposed to. Your life can be better than the light you have. Are you with me? See, you can be praying 1 hour and another person is praying 1 hour, but he's having more result from his 1 hour. Do you know why? The why is that he has more light. Are you not seeing it? Because I asked God a question before I began. There is a tendency for people that give themselves to prayers to seem as if they have lesser results than people that give themselves to scriptures. The reason is because God is not emotional. See, the standards of his operation has been set in course in the scripture. Are you with me? So when you pray for 3 hours and you are not praying the right prayer, it doesn't make the answer to come. Are you even with me? It doesn't make the answer to what? What makes the answer to come is that it is lined up in the will of God. So God begins to sponsor the engagement that is light. That is the one he sponsors. He is not emotional like you. So if he wants to show you mercy, he begins to bring you to packets of light. That is why when we begin to pray, we trust God for, we do it persistently here. We pray for long, and you notice that sometimes we pray for 30 minutes before we share any prayer point. Do you know why? You have not noticed. Notice it. The target is to get the light from the Spirit that is consistent with the work that God wants to do. Have you not noticed it? And as soon as you press there is a release of life. Check it. It's consistent. Check it. God cannot release life when there is no light. That is what he's sponsoring. There is a light he's sponsoring. So that light, when it hits your spirit, is life that comes. So when we pick up that light in the spirit, as the emphasis that God is making, most times you get it from the scripture.
when we press in that dimension, the hearts of men will be galvanized by the ministry and administration that God wants to do that day. Are you with me? Anything we do outside of that, you will struggle. And sometimes it will take you 30 minutes and 1 hour to find out where God is. Stop, touch your neighbor, say, stop being creative.
Yeah, he didn't listen to you. Tell him, stop being creative. Touch the one on the other side. Tell him, stop being creative. He didn't even understand what you are telling him. So tell him, you didn't understand me. You didn't understand me.
It means that something worked today. Tomorrow, you decided to try another thing. You know, human beings like to try new things. Say, try new things. Who is a foodie here? You know what it means to be a foodie? Eh? Some people will just look at food like this. Look at yam, look at beans, look at garri. They say, is there no way to cook? Is there no way to combine this? We need to concoct. Is there no way to concoct garri and beans and then yam, and then add small spices to it? We can still add vegetable and then add carrots. So that the reason why we are adding carrots is that the 6 classes of food will be represented. When you eat it, you will purge. You will carry it like this. My father in the Lord said that he went to an oriental country, and he went there and he said that they brought food to him to eat. He looked at the food, is looking nice, and the person is not hearing him. The menu is not in English, so he just looked at one like this. He just pointed at one. That's why some of us, if we go for programs and invitations, you tell me there is a place, it's me and him that went to one south place. They said, there is a very nice food we want to bring for you. I said, no. Give me rice, the one I know. Before you will eat and be in trouble, start with the one you want. There is a joke I watched those days. My sibling used to like that joke. What's the name of that guy? Yes, I don't want to call his name. He came and saw a lady that came from UK, and the lady is speaking in it. Say in it. And then, what's the name of that food? Bujou noir. When the nun gave him the food as he was eating it, he now said, it's frog legs. Frog legs and what? Octopus and frog. He said, Elede. And then he went to toilet and was vomiting. He called waiter and said, why not give me what I know? Touch your neighbor, say, give us what we know. Don't be creative. If you notice, this is the way the Holy Spirit is moving. You want to try new things, continue trying until you miss it altogether. Now, there is a reason why I went to Hosea. You have 5 minutes. I don't know how I'm going to shoot now. There is something we progress from yesterday. The scripture said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 20 thereabout, he said that Christ has been made unto us what? The power of God. Do you know the implication? Do you know the implication? It means, first of all, that the circumference of the things that we benefit from is already in Christ. Are you with me? Seeking for something outside of Christ is, you will find Satan. That is the first thing you need to understand from that scripture. That seeking for something outside of Christ, you will find Satan. You will find what you are looking for. So, for God to make sure that what you are seeking will receive the seal of his authenticity,
He factored it into Christ. So that anything you got from Christ, is God that approved it. Are you not getting it? I'm saying you can get many things outside of Christ. And sometimes, if you are not careful, they will look the same as what the people in the world are getting. But it's not the same. The difference is that you got it where?
In Christ.
So, for the believer, the Jews, the Greeks seek wisdom and they have it. But for the believer, his wisdom is what? The wisdom, the believer's wisdom is Christ. Strange. That is when you now find out that when you want to be wise as the world, they will bring to you the 28 laws of power. They will now tell you that if you have two people under you, what do? You extract information from this and allow them to be enemies. So that this person will be telling you what this person is doing and this. And then you put the two together and then we'll be having it over them. That is what? 28 laws of power. That is wisdom from hell. It is wisdom. But our own wisdom is Christ. The type of wisdom we have is the one Jesus had. Even when he knew the person that would betray him, he still gave them food. Strange. And sometimes I've seen God do it to me many times. I can look like this and know, I will know your next 5 years, I will keep quiet. I will know that you will be the one that will bring a lot of harm to me. My prayer will be for God to help me to ignore, to enlarge my heart. That is the wisdom that is Christ in you. That wisdom, if you compare it with the wisdom of the world, according to the scripture, that same scripture, it is foolishness. Say foolishness. Is it not foolish? Check everything you have been doing as a believer. It's foolish. We are looking at Christ, the wisdom. Are you with me? It is not what men grade as wisdom. Meanwhile, each functionality will still bring you to an end point where it will be proved by your consistent engagement in that wisdom that is Christ, that you have now been the person that won after all. When the game finished, are you with me? It will seem as if they are winning. But when the game finished, you are the one that won. So when Satan came, he now made Jesus. That is the example that was used. Because the flow of that revelation that started in chapter 1 continued in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians. Are you with me? And I'm going to chapter 2. That's why I have to make this point before we get there. Now, the flow is that, he said, if the princes of this world are privy to this dimension of wisdom that is encoded in foolishness, according to men's understanding, how can the Messiah come in a manger? He should be born in a great house. How can great things be born in this place that we are? Ministries that will reach the ends of the earth, they should be born. There are certain places now, is it not true? Like me, I wanted to start in Lagos. That was where I wanted to start. And I have a few people that would have helped me. My plan was airtight. When I was teaching in my PPA, in my youth service days, we were having training. They train the teachers. So the man that was training us came and asked us, where do you see yourself in the next 2 years? In the next 5 years. I said, in the next 1 year, I'm in Lagos and I'll be doing great things for God. Say glory. And the oil on my head was corrosive. The oil. Jesus. The oil is corrosive. So if it's about oil, if you base the direction, the tangent of God's operation in your life based on the anointing, you will miss it. You will miss it. In fact, most anointed people are not privy to direction in the spirit, because direction is the work of wisdom. There are two fundamental things that is proof of wisdom in a man. It's not talk. It's not talk. The greatest proof of wisdom is direction. You look at a man, he is consistently making right choices. There is a wisdom at work in him. Be humble. Find out. Somebody has made consistent decisions and is working. If against all odds, the same place you are failing, he is succeeding. You are a foolish person if you despise that wisdom. That's one. Direction. Another one is building. You see somebody build something from scratch and you don't see it touching the ends of the earth, be humble. There is wisdom at work. You might not see it from your foolish eyes. You don't have lenses and goggles. And that is the problem of Satan, according to that scripture. Are you with me? The scripture said the princes of this world, they did not understand the dimension of wisdom that is in oppression. So they assume that by killing Jesus, they have achieved, they have truncated God's plan. What they didn't know is that they helped God's plan. Are you with me? Because when Jesus spoke, he said, if I be lifted up, in other words, he can't lift himself. Are you with me though? Somebody need to lift him. He said, even as the serpent was lifted up by Moses in the wilderness, even so, Son of Man be lifted up. And if I be lifted up, I will retain a capacity such that even if a Muslim cry to me in the mosque, you can intercede for a Muslim till he will come and say, I will kill all the Christians in this nation. And then Jesus will walk inside this room. As he's concocting the final plan, Jesus will walk inside and then he will be born again. See, sometimes when you need to pray for your enemies, when the greatest way to fight your enemies is to get them born again, actually. If your enemy is born again, he will stop being your enemy now. Is it not true? Let's check it. If your enemy is born again, he will stop being your enemy. So Christ, the wisdom, is a rich, is riches that we have not even tapped. The functionality thereby is exhaustless. Christ, the power. We continue digging so that we find out the dredges of that wisdom. It is such that when it functions in a man, your age will be relevant. Because it brings with it the functionality of his nature and his origin. His nature is the nature of God, and his origin is eternal in scope. So it brings to you a ministration that is God himself. The function that he brings to you will reach deep into God. So when men look at you, they will make a judgment. They will say that you will end up here. They didn't know that the wisdom that informs your passage upon the face of the earth is eternal in scope, is God's nature at work through you. They cannot understand it. Because even its manifestation, we look as if it will end in the moment. But the things you engage, 6 hours prayer, as against crying to people to help you. Are you with me? You had a challenge. Instead of looking for who to call, you went to prayer. Is it not foolish? But the wisdom of God tells you that when God stretches forth his hand, men will respond to you. But he said that the heart of the king is in his hands. It's like the courses of the river. He steers it whithersoever he desireth. Are you not getting the point? It's foolishness for people like Esther to come out and she knows that her life is a death sentence on her life. She said, give me 3 days. Touch your neighbor, say, give me 3 days. We can turn things around if you give us 3 days. Give me 3 days. And after 3 days of putting herself in a place where her emotions have died, ambitions have died, pursuits have died, she came out of that place a new person. The person that is possessed with the wisdom of God. How do you explain that the very place where your death is, that is the place you got the highest victory? That is the thing they didn't understand about Jesus. The very place of his death is the place of his greatest victory. The place of death. When he came to the Garden of Gethsemane, the scripture spoke about the experience that he had there. It was the book of Hebrews that showed us what really happened. He said that he raised a strong cry to him that is able to save him. He said that he was hurt in that he feared. These are the things that happens to a man that abjectly shunned his wisdom and subscribed to the wisdom of God. The day you are doing it, it won't look like it. But the days we prove that Christ is our wisdom. And the origin of our wisdom is not natural, it's eternal. I will just read one scripture to give you prayer point and give you burden for this night. The reason why you sleep throughout the night is because let's pray in the night. Sometimes it can become religious, but if you have burden, it becomes easier. Look at chapter 2. He said in verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, but as it is written, I had not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God, say, but God had revealed, you are not with me, but God had revealed unto us by his Spirit. I don't want to go far because of that. But God, these things eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. There are dimensions of God that this earth have not seen before. Eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard it. He has not entered into the heart of man. But as long as we interact with the ancient spirit, you reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Make me wise. You reign forever, your name is ever great. It's like an arrow that is hot, a very strong, burning arrow is in my heart. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. We need men that we understand the rules of the heavenlies, and by the wisdom of God in their life, we translate the oppressions of heaven even unto the earth realm. We seek men that we stay with God, and then the wisdom of God in their life, we bring diverse solutions. The scripture said that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, he has not entered into the heart of man, but God has revealed it unto us by his Spirit. Elihu said, I've given all this time to speak, and I allow the experienced men to bring solution to the challenges of life. But we have found out that men lack that capacity. But the Spirit of God, he said, there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Most High giveth him understanding. I tell you, there is an access to wisdom that can be granted to a man that we decide to stay, that we decide to abide, or the Christ in him becomes wisdom. Wisdom of God. God wants you to access a dimension of the riches that he has made available in Christ Jesus. That riches is wisdom. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Christ, the wisdom of God. That is what we access. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. He has not entered into the heart of man. But by Christ it is revealed to us. By the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. I tell you, age is not a matter. The days that you have lasted upon the face of the earth, it's not a matter. If you will tap into that resource, if you will tap into that riches, you will become wise. The solutions to the things that we seek on earth will be made available to you. It's not a cognitive ability, it's a spirit. The wisdom that is a spirit, it is revealed to us by the Spirit. The wisdom is a spirit. You cannot have Christ and not have the wisdom to interface with the news of your destiny. You cannot be stuck. You can't be seeking direction. You can't be seeking strategy when Christ, the wisdom, is in you. Stop looking for wisdom in books. Wisdom is in Christ. Stop looking for wisdom on Google. Stop looking for it on Facebook. The wisdom is in you. Christ in you, the wisdom of God. Before time began,
forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. Amaha sesed, Venesa Sabahasana, Presa Soda Mahanta Bakadi, Repete de Hesesemanta, Repa Hosa Sakambre, Nikota Mahanta. I see in the spirit men are brought into depths of wisdom in God. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Oh, you will encounter the seven spirits of God.
Group of people I want to pray for now. As I'm speaking, you feel warmth on your forehead like this. Here, come out. I don't have time. Quickly. You feel warmth just on your forehead here. Come on. Just need that. Father, I ask for the administration of the facility that you are making available from heaven. I ask for the administration of the facility that you are making available from heaven. I ask for the dispensing. 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 The proof that God has answered my prayer is that the power of God will touch one person. The power of God will touch one person. It 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 will touch one person. Touch one person. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Meet tomorrow by 5 p.m. You can come and cast your seed and offer. You're blessed in Jesus' name.